Yeah, it helps for sure. Going out there and getting a win and showing the team that you can do it and handle it. And hopefully this trend is going upward and we'll just keep it going. Yeah. Barely, but enough. I mean, that's all you really need in this league is get out of the pocket a little bit to make a play. And yeah, guys made some huge plays for me.
You mentioned after the game that was a different deal for you.
Yeah.
How do you adjust to all that stuff working on the run like that?
No, I mean, I was kind of joking. I mean, obviously that's what this position's about. You know, you're never going to just completely be in the pocket and you need to be able to escape sometimes and go make a play. I think they're a great defense, and we definitely got our work cut out. And I know we're really all excited to go out there and compete. Yeah. I mean, he really hasn't lost a step. You know, he's a strong player. He's been in the league for 14, 15 years, and I mean, those guys have seen it all. So you got to have your work cut out and. And I know we're really excited for this opportunity.
There's going to be some physical matchups. They have big corners.
Yeah.
Sort of like the
underdogs. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're aggressive corners. They're big. They're secondaries. They're all vets out there. So they've seen it all. So we definitely got our work cut out. And I know, like I said, I keep saying, but we're really excited about this.
When you watched the film, what did you like?
I mean, I think it's just really, obviously, the two turnovers. You don't want to turn it over, and this whole fumble deal, I don't know where this has really come from. You know, I've never been a fumbler in my life, and I think it's just really protecting the ball when you're getting hit and just kind of moving past some of the turnovers. You know, I think there's two different directions you can go in that game. You know, you have two turnovers, you're starting to hear the boo birds a little bit, and you could either fold or say, you know what, I'm going to go out there for my team and pull a win out, and that's really all that matters is winning, you know. It is and it isn't, you know. Obviously you listen, it's an entertainment business, you know, and they're not booing me, they're booing the product, and that's what I think a lot of people have to realize is if they met me, they wouldn't boo me, they'd like me, I'm sure of it, but at least I hope. But I mean, actually, you just got to go out there and you got to perform. And once you do that, and you can see that it starts to take a turn, and the players start to rally around it, and that's really the most important part.
Tom, is that kind of a crossroads moment for you? Like you heard the boo
birds, yeah.
Things weren't going quite right, but you didn't fall. You found your way.
Yeah, and I think it was just more coming off the sideline and seeing the teammates, and really they're the most important part. You know, I mean, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to keep throwing the ball down the field. I'm not going to get gun shy and get worried about getting booed or throwing an interception or another strip sack. I'm just going to keep going out there and playing, and that's what the guys deserve. I mean, the biggest regret you'll have in life in this whole deal is holding on to this too tight. I think if you'll regret that, and you won't regret going out there and just playing out and really ripping it. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough, and it's an interesting deal because a lot of times you're about to throw the ball and you have one hand on the ball and some guy comes in and strips it. But I think it's more of just the overall pocket presence and knowing when the play is done, you know. And I think feeling that pressure, and I know sometimes quarterbacks get made fun of it, but doing that little curl up and just getting down and protecting it and living to see another play, I think that's important. And I think it's going to come with experience and just being out there.
On the other side, I think the things that you did well, I mean, by pretty much every measure, this was the best game of NFL career. Why were things different on Sunday against Arizona?
You know, I think it was just that we were clicking. Even you look at the LA game and you're going through it, there was a point in time where I said it last week where we're in it and things are moving. I think it's just the turnovers. I mean, I put the defense in some tough situations in the Arizona game, and this game is just about how you respond, you know, and I think it's just all about going out there and keep playing and keep executing your job and knowing that you can't score 21 points on one play. You know, you got to go out there and you just got to keep putting drives together and really just going out there and letting your guys make a play for you. And I think that's what was a little bit different, if that helps you at all. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's the best that does it. You know, I think just really going out there and just keeping it in bounds enough for him to go make a play. And a lot of times I know it looks like where I'm throwing it high over his head, but it's really one of those throws where it's my guy, no guy, and it's usually my guy. No. And I'm a fan of the sport, and I've watched it, and I'm not saying I've played with guys like that, but he's remarkable. He just goes out there, and he's the ultimate competitor, and that's why I think he's the best receiver in the league. Well, now I'm going to have to watch the baby while my wife cooks, and I think that's going to be hard because she's a firecracker right now. She's all over the place, so that's going to be difficult. But, I mean, it's just I'm extremely blessed to have a beautiful wife and a beautiful baby and be able to come here every day to work and be a part of this organization.
Instead of being chased, you'll be the one chasing.
Yeah, except I can't hit her. That sounded so bad. I don't hit my baby, I promise.
Your teammates, specifically offense, really had your back while you've been a starter and kind of talked about how much confidence they have in you.
Yeah.
How much does it mean to hear that support? I know you've struggled a little bit, but how much does it mean to hear that support?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's just knowing that everyone has your back. I think that's the most important thing. And so much of this game is about confidence and going out there and playing fully confident in yourself and knowing that you can make the plays. And I know all the guys have my back, and I know the staff has my back, and it's why it's so easy to come to work every day.
Do you think about stuff like that? Do you think to the years that you spend right before this year and how important that really is? What's happening now to them?
Yeah.
It probably doesn't happen if they don't know you for those 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, they're my brothers in there. I've been with them for 4 years. It's been the longest team I've ever been a part of. And I'm just lucky to come here every day with these guys, and that I truly believe that, and I'm super excited about this whole opportunity this upcoming season.
How is the big football game?
Yeah.
You guys were in this game, you think of things, how critical, how much do you think about, hey, this is the one to go get?
Yeah, I mean, listen, every game's a big game, but this is Monday Night Football, this is prime time, and we're all really excited about it. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and we got to execute what we got to execute. And I know that we're all confident in ourselves. And Coach always says it, we are what our record says we are. But at the same time, we can go out there and we can really make a run at this thing.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And I don't hit my baby, I promise.